This is June 9th, 2011. I'm Bill Tilford with Timba.com, and we're sitting here in Chicago with Angel de Cuba, who years ago performed with Mezcla and a few other groups and now has his own band. How are you this afternoon, Angel?
I feel good. Yeah.
And we're interviewing you now because you have two things coming up very quickly. One of them is next week when you're doing a music clinic at the Old Town School. Tell us a little about that.
I'm going to be making an explanation about the course of Cuban music. From the very beginning, when the Spaniards get into Cuba, that's about all the records we got on paper from way back, 1590, 92, 93, around. But how the music came from Spain into Cuba started to develop with all the different influence that get agreed into the music from Spain.
And you're a singer, a multi-instrumentalist, and a composer. Let's pause on that second part for a minute. Multi-instrumentalist. What instruments do you play?
I play guitar, and I write my own songs based on the guitar harmony. And melody I pick out on top of the harmony side, I build in the guitar.
And this course is happening next Thursday, June 16th, is it?
16th.
At the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Right.
Okay. And then you're playing the Taste of Chicago later this month.
The 24th.
Okay, and this will be your full band, correct?
Full band, right.
And how many pieces is in your full band?
Usually we perform in small shows with no more than six a piece band.
But you've added more musicians for this one.
Yeah, but the whole project completely is about eight piece band. Okay. Eight piece band include the horn sections and bass, congas, bongos, piano. Sometimes turn into a guitarist because we switch in styles every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And some more styles from the Caribbean.
Let's roll the clock back to when you were getting started. You were born in which part of Cuba?
La Playa. De Mariana.
Okay. And how did you get into music originally?
I come from the music, very strong background music background in my family. My mother, she got a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's natural. She didn't start anything, even connect with anybody in her family who were musician. But my father come from a very strong music background in his family. My grandfather was a flamenco guitarist in falsetto, and pretty much born in Ireland, but learning with the gypsies people from Spain into Ireland, that he learned how to sing Spanish, how to sing flamenco, how to play flamenco, until he moved into Santiago de Cuba.
How old were you when you started singing and playing?
I remember when I was around seven years old. 7 to 6 years old, I started to sing my first original song.
And when did you start?
I remember now.
And when did you start performing with bands? How old were you?
I joined many bands, so not professional, but like amateur. But any of those bands I steep on, even they were amateurs, they blew people's mind because I was pushing those people around me in the way they gotta do the thing right. So I started with Siberia 2000 in technological school, 70 years old.
In the 1990s, you came into Mezcla for a time. And how did that happen?
Well, that's a long story. Because Pablo, he has a son. His son, he loved music as well as him. But there was a big revolution with dancing stars in Cuba, with break dancing. And that movie, Breaking, getting to the country on the ground. But I have the opportunity to watch the movie, and I was watching the movie over and over and over again until I become one of the greatest break dancers in the whole city of Havana. So Samu, who is Pablo's son, introduced me to Pablo, telling Pablo, "Oh, this kid, he's Cuban. He's a Cuban kid, but he dances like these people who dance over there on the street. You gotta see." I danced, and Pablo got crazy when he saw me dancing, but he didn't know I sing, like soul music, singer, R&B singers. And Pablo got more surprised out of that. And then Pablo got more surprised when he found out I was a crazy quinto player for rumba. So in the end, I met with Pablo. I was talking to him. Say, Pablo, say, how old are you? I was 16. So I need you to be a lead singer in this band by then. But I was dreaming in my life, people can see it even now, but this time in my life, I was in great shape to be a track and field champion in 400 meters. And for that, I gotta have the right nutrition. And I wanna start food processing so I can have access to the right nutrition to keep my body strong. So I said, Pablo, let me finish schools, then when I finish school, we're gonna talk about that. But Paolo say, you don't have to do that. I'm gonna make it anything possible for you to start to be, make it for life a singer. We're gonna be traveling around the world. But at the end, I decide to keep on going my school. But after that, I find out I couldn't get higher in the career I get graduated. And my father, he opened the opportunity for me to be a professional musician because since I was a little child, my father was teaching me how to sing, how to read music just a little bit, how to play percussion. So I joined a campesino band. And I couldn't do anything because Pablo never was in Cuba, but by then the Mezcla reached almost the top around the world. So but even though I was jumping from band to band, until I joined one of the top band in Cuba about Latin jazz. So I become the lead singer of that band, Grupo Cauce. And this band, we start to show on all jazz festival, share a stage with great musician from the United States. And Paolo came back to me and say, you know, we're gonna start to work together. We are neighbors. You guys' talents, I don't think they know. There won't be a band who's gonna back out for you like this one. So in the end, I turned back with Mezclar, and overnight, boom, Mezclar was all over the places. Me, and according to my information, Santana, Santiago Puentes start to listen while we were doing together. And they get so excited, so the whole things with Mezcla started to happen. It was a great, great time. Great, great, great band. I think that was the best band I joined in Cuba out of this rest of the band. We were like school, pretty good school for me.
And in 1997, Mezcla recorded one of your compositions on the recording Rocason. The right. Song was Mujeres de Arena.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an interesting mix of things. I listened to that on the drive to the interview, and there's a little bit of hip hop in it and a little funk.
Well, since I was a little child, for the first time in my life, at the age of nine to ten, my uncle, he got a neighbor who's has a family here in the United States, and they bring all this recording from Motown. And I was very amazed by listening to those beats of with Jim Brown, with the Latin percussion and the funk music, right? Then later on, I listened to the Jackson 5. So I get very, very interested, like very fanatic of this music, out of the thing that my father was a second generation musician in his family, according to my information. I guess it's even goes way back and the background of my family about music. But he was pushing me to sing Son Cubano, Rumba, Guaguancó. He was pushing me to get together with the Cuban music. And every time when he would listen to me, that I was trying to sing like Michael Jackson, and with Jackson 5, James Brown, and he saw how badly I was practicing those styles, even how close I was getting to almost sound like these people. I mean, those styles, he get like very worried because he thought I'm gonna be spread away from the Cuban music style. So there was a little cultural arguing between me and my father until I convinced him that music is music no matter where you go. So that's how I started to deal with hip hop, rhythm and blues, funk, all the music, even rock music.
And some jazz as well. There's another project
definitely,
that Pablo had put together, Guitar and Mezclada, where I heard you singing in Around Midnight.
Right.
Amongst tunes, yeah.
Well, around the early 90s, I started to hawk out almost 85% of my time, my free time, with jazz musicians from all over the country. Muscles musicians right now, they are the top Latin musicians right now in the whole world right now. Tony Perez, I don't know if you know about Tony Perez, the ex-piano player for Isa de Gao, Roberto Fonseca, with the Buena Vista Social Club, piano player, Felipe from Gonzalito Rubalcaba, and Emilio Valdez, Chucho Valdez's son, the drummer, Jesus Valdez, Chuchito. We were a big team of musicians that came over the one of the main street in Havana, Calle 23, La Zorra y el Cuervo. So every single night before we get a bed, that's what we get. We came to spend all the energy and go back to bed. La Zorra y el Cuervo. So over there, I reached I was one of the two singer in Havana, better said in Cuba, because most of the musicians from Cuba, that's what they were. They came to confront for the confrontation. So I blew out there, and I become very popular as a jazz singer in Havana. But the jazz, rhythm and blues, funk, soul vowels, even rock vowels too. All styles, I was keeping the style together. Blues, I was almost born as a rumbero, because my father was a rumbero. Was born and raised in Santiago de Cuba, but he moved into Pavarotti. There is a mecca of the Afro-Cuban cultures. Pavarotti, Los Positos, Guanabacoa. Those are the main street places in Havana for Afro-Cuban styles. So my father, and Pavarotti, that was where he become the main who's created the one I am now. With rumba, guaguancó, Woloñáñico, the Wakwa, Yorubas. So I got the school from my father, the school from the street, and the school from the academy. Because I graduated as a classical vocal after the whole thing. 1992. I came to the school to get deep into the knowledge of music. So I graduated as a classical vocal, like Barbarari, like classical, you know, classical opera singer.
Now, did you go through the same testing system that instrumentalists go through before you started performing?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
And you auditioned as classical when you were tested, is that
right?
Okay.
No. I came from the. I made an audition to be a percussionist and the background vocalist.
Okay.
In that band, they made a contract with me for a long contract to be a background vocalist and percussion. I played the conga, bongos, all the mini percussion, Latin percussion. And after a while, because of work and all the things I was doing with music, they gave me the space to join the school. So I started a classical vocal. And when I finished my classical vocal, I started to start a classical guitar. So I graduated in La Cervantes as a classical vocal and a classical guitarist.
Let's jump forward to here. You've been in Chicago for a while now, about
14 years.
14 years. When you first started performing in the Chicago area, was that with your own band or was that with other bands?
No, I came here, my ex-wife, she started to introduce me into all the Latin band because she knew all the band because she was a bartender. She knew people who knew all those musicians. And she pushed me to the place where the Latinos band was were performing. And I came to the Blue Note, and she introduced me to the lead band. And I say, can I have a little opportunity to improvise in this song? So they get very excited when they listen to me improvising the soneo for salsa. And from that time, all musicians start to spread out the voice. Oh, there's a Cuban singer here. And but later on, I joined a reggae band. In that reggae band, I become the falsetto and the Latin percussionist.
And which band was that?
Root Track Society.
Okay.
And in that band, we were dominated for the reggae band in the Chicago area. We won the Chicago Grammy Award. So, but after that, James, who played the guitar in the band now, he has played out of the band because he was a little bit tired to be traveled too long distance. And after that, I decided to spread out from the band, and I called James because most of the time when we were touring, James and me, we hang out like good brothers. And we talk about many things that we could do. And we build a trio of Cuban music, like Trova Tradicional from back in time, 1920s, 1930s, like Trio Matamoro.
Okay.
We build very good project, and we start to go and participate in different festivals until I pull a four-piece band, and after that, I start to sit down with James and dictate him what I got in mind to do for the horn sections or stuff until now we build this prior, these people are getting very excited with what we're doing.
Right. And your current band plays a lot of modern Cuban music as well. I remember even you hearing you do Sandugara from Mamba.
We changed the whole repertoire. And
so tell our audience, if they go hear your full band now, what will they hear during the set?
Well, in Chicago as well, in the United States, if you wanna live by music without a record label, you gotta become a Spider-Man.
A little bit of everything.
Yes. So that's what I try to do and sacrifice as most people as we can, so we can keep on going with music until somebody help us and we define which way to go. But pretty much we are connected with what people call the world music. we can do music from anywhere in the whole planet Earth.
You have a CD in progress right now that you're working on. What can you tell me about it? What's going to be in it?
People gonna associate this project pretty well with Mezcla, because how I say, me and Pablo talk for a while, and all things come from my fantasies. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then Pablo and me, we sit down and we work on bass of that fantasy. We made that fantasy reality. So this is the complement of the whole things that I was organizing throughout almost my entire life. It's my arrangements, it's my composition.
So this will be all original material?
Yes.
Okay. And how close are you to completing this?
I think I'm almost sure that we're going to be done around the beginning of August, around August 2nd.
So we may be able to buy this by the end of the year then?
I think so.
Okay.
Because it's leading pretty quick. Some of the songs wasn't 100% complete, but we have been almost complete the whole project in the studio. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited for the whole thing, but I know it's not the end of what I can do in the future, you know. There's more to do.
Now, for people who want to follow you these days, you have a website, which is angeldecuba.com.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, that's angeldecuba.com.
Right.
Well, we're looking forward to your new CD when it comes out, and in the meantime, we can see you in person if you're a musician at the music clinic. Coming up next Thursday.
Yeah. The other thing, before you finish, mm-hmm. out of the whole thing, this musician that have been working with me, they have been doing a great job. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable, because my intention to see my dream come true, I have been pushing these people so badly that some kind of unbelievable level these days.
And who's working with you on the CD? There's you and James Cornell.
Yeah,
and who else?
Yeah, I got Brad Bedlund, bass player.
Okay.
He's a great bass player now. It's unbelievable. And John Roy, he was learning in Canada. But his father from France, his mother from Canada, zero connection with Cuba, but he just played by now like any Cuban drummer. Jim Conolo on guitar, and Trish, he has become a super Trish player, but now sometimes even myself, I can't believe it. Ogie might say in Conga, but he's Puerto Rican, so it's no surprise that a Puerto Rican came close to the Cuban styles, because they are almost doing the same things we do. And every once in a while, we hire Darwin
Noguera,
he have been dominated for Grammy a couple of times.
And who's working with you on horns?
Oh, we got Victor Garcias. He's a great trumpet player. We got Steve Isaac. He have been playing, he have been experienced to perform with the greatest in, here in the United States.
Are they going to be with you at the Taste of Chicago set as well? Or
They're going to have different contracts, different, but the other musicians are going to back out for them. They are super great too.
Okay.
And now we're expecting after the CD get released to be very successful. Because I can talk and talk about it. Sometimes I can really say what really is all about. There's no word to explain. People gotta listen what we did.
Well, we look forward to it when it comes out then. And in the meantime, as I mentioned, we can see you next Thursday and then two Fridays from now, the 24th.
Yeah, the other thing, people should not be waiting to listen to Cuban music all the way, because that won't happen. We got music from Haiti, we're mixing with Cuban comparsa from Santiago de Cuba. Mm-hmm. You can listen music from Trinidad Tobago, mixing with heavy metal rock from the United States. And you can listen Mozambique from Cuba with a tune from the Air, Wind & Fire.
Should be interesting.
It's, you know, many people mix music, but without the soul. And people can feel when they back out and they don't move, they don't sit down, they get chilly. This music, all the mix I did, really, really, it's now the things that people build in laboratories. It's the music I've been building in the soul. So I think it's something, a kind of new. It's not new, but it's different, and because it's different, it's a kind of new.
All right. Thank you, Anil.
All right.